eyes are now no more.
There are, doubtless, consolations for the loss of youth, the beginning of the story. But it is a story, and besides the beginning and the middle, it must have an end. All we can hope is that the end will be good and will arise naturally out of the earlier chapters. We have an interest in our own death, that it should not be inconsistent with our life. We are wrong to refuse to contemplate it. We needn't yearn for it, though many will, when they get old and sick, but we shouldn't deny it. Nor should we allow others to do so that they spoil our story.
The essay was presented by Baroness Mary Warnock. The reader was Stephen Hogan. And tomorrow evening, Rabbi Julia Neuberger considers how the idea of a good death varies across faiths. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 16 minutes past 11. It's time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thank you. Music from Sons of Noel and Adrian, a 12-piece experimental folk band based in Brighton and featuring Nick Hemming from the Leisure Society, Mike Siddle from Hope of the States and Lightspeed Champion. That track is called Black Side of the River. I'm Nick Luscombe, here with you on BBC Radio 3's Late Junction, and I hope you'll stick around to hear music from the likes of Matthew Herbert, Mulatto Astatke, Scuba and Sweet Talks. The Acorn next, with a track from their latest album, No Ghost, released on Bella Union Records. This is Slippery When Wet. Sketch Show is a Japanese duo formed 8 years ago by two of the three former members of Yellow Magic Orchestra, Harumi Hosono and Yukihiro Takahashi. They frequently collaborate with the third original YMO member, Ryuichi Sakamoto. The track you just heard is called Ekot and features the input of fellow Japanese remix producer Cornelius. Before that, The Acorn from Canada and Slippery When Wet. Tom Kirsten's recently supported Jose Gonzalez at London's Royal Festival Hall with his G+ ensemble. Taken from Utopia, this is Silent Westway. Thank you.
morning my fears creep up, leave me stranded, empty-handed. But this evening I feel like I've been crowned. 'Cause the talent show's on at 8, and my daughter's made the corner final round. Starting to reach my height in bills, but June's on TV. Hearing her sing, I feel the sting of hardship leave me. Fate can't break me. If your mum could have heard you sing, maybe she'd be here to cheer you too. If she's out there, I'm sure she's proud. Starting to reach my height in bills, but June's on TV. Hearing her sing, I feel the sting of hardship leave me.
Freeze Puppy, a.k.a. Bristol-based Tom Wilson, first came to my attention at an ICA gig in London a few years ago as part of a lineup that also featured a singing laptop called Mr. Hopkinson's Computer. He's back with a brand new album called Animation, and from it, that was June on TV. Before that, Tom Kirsten's and the G-Plus Ensemble with Silent Westway. Dog with a Rope is the name of the second album from Quantic Presents' Flowering Inferno, and it's the tropical dub reggae side project put together by British-born Colombian resident Will Holland. It blends dub and reggae with Latin American and African sounds, and it really is an irresistible album up there with the best of Quantic's productions. This is Cumbia Sobre El Mar. No strangers to regular listeners of Late Junction, that was Konono number one with Mama Nabana. And before that, Keke Pe Aware from Ghana's Sweet Talks, originally released in 1974 and now reissued on the prolific Soundway record label. The Kasum Beat, the album from which that track was taken, is one of a trio of records that helped the band tour extensively at the time. And they were so popular, they went on to produce straight disco records for the American market. Fast forward to the present day now, with the second album from Spin Marvel. Featuring some of Europe's most progressive improvisers, including trumpeter Niels-Petter Malva, the guitarist John Paracelli, Spin Marvel are led by drummer Martin France and also feature Terrier Evanson on percussion and Tim Harries on bass. This track is called The Reluctantly Politicized Mr. James. That's Scuba, and one of the many highlights from the recently released Triangulation album, a track simply called Before, and really demonstrating how the sound of dubstep has matured. You also heard Raymond Scott, an incredible force in the development of early electronic music, and the almost techno-sounding The Toy Trumpet. A modern-day musical force now, Matthew Herbert, always inventive and playful, his new album 1-1, the first of a trilogy to be released this year. Herbert sings and performs every sound on the album, which includes this track that really reminds me of krautrock pioneers Can.
Fields, everything will be gone. And at the this was your home. I found the church where you were, and I stood where you stood. It didn't feel the same, but I came back again. I knew
the unmistakable voice of Tracy Thorn with Kentish Town, and that's taken from her brand new album Love and Its Opposite. Before that, Matthew Herbert on vocals and every other sound you heard on that track, which was called Dublin. It's Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3. And if you tuned in last night, you would have heard me start the show with a track from Music Box. Here's one half of that duo, Laszlo, and this track's called Zeitgeist.
I felt like I was dreaming. When I woke up, the spaceman was gone. I felt like I was dreaming. I felt like I was dreaming.
Thank you.
forging new directions in modern flamenco. That's Spain's Niño Josele and Camino de Lucia Rondeña, taken from his album Española. Next, the sound of the Lloyd Miller Trio, a new group featuring Malcolm Catto and Jake Ferguson of the Heliocentrics, alongside the recently rediscovered multi-instrumentalist Lloyd Miller. This track is called Electricone. Thank you. Two tracks featuring contributions from the Heliocentrics. First, you heard the recent collaboration as the Lloyd Miller Trio, and then the sound of Mulatu Astatke with An Epic Story. The new release from Grasscut, called One Inch, Half a Mile, is a concept album that tells the story of a journey across southern England. It includes this piece of music that focuses on the memories of post-war rationing. It's called 1946.
Grey, very grey. Was grey, very grey. Grey, very grey. During, you know, rationing time, everything was drab. And there wasn't anything to be had. Foam on the top. sprinkles of chocolate. It's only looking back that it was dull. Life wasn't dull in any sort of way. That was lovely, actually.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
featuring dialogue recorded in Japan. That's the aquatic sound of Deep Chord presents Echo Space, and that was called Warm. And time for just one more on tonight's show. Many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3's Late Junction. I'll be back tomorrow night, and I hope you'll join me again then. I'll leave you with a track from Santana's 1973 album, Caravan Sarai, and Eternal Caravan of Reincarnation.
BBC Radio 3 with music through the night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in this part of the programme, I'm widening our usual European catchment area to bring you a concert given in November 2009 by the KBS Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra of South Korean radio, with conductor Otmar Maga. Sunwook Kim is the soloist in just over 10 minutes in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 in E-flat, and Sibelius's Second Symphony, written under the sunny skies of Italy, rounds off their programme. The lush musical pastures of Anton Webern's Opus 1, his Passacaglia, are where we begin. It wasn't his first actual composition, but it did mark a fresh start. It was effectively his graduation piece on completing 4-year study with Schoenberg.